Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Evolved Idiots Podcast. As always, I'm Mike Mendoza.
Matthew Nathaniel.
L.A. is burning. L.A. is
smog. It's not burning.
It will.
It's not burning. It's
No, it's just
it's fog. A segregationist city now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is what it is.
It's very interesting.
I hate using that term, but that is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all gotten so heated. It's all gotten so wild. I saw it. Did you see where we were just talking about him? Where Cenk, you know who Cenk Uygur is? I think that's how you say his name.
No.
He's the guy on the Young Turks.
Okay.
he challenged Joe Rogan to a fucking fight this past week over the whole vaccine shit.
Oh, my God.
He said he would. He said he would love for this fight to happen. He said that he blames Joe Rogan, you know, if he said, you know, basically criticized him for the whole COVID-19 shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this dude first, wants to fight Joe Rogan.
First off, that dude would die.
He would get crushed. Yeah. Like, I don't, he's like, I've fought a few times in the streets.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, come on, bro. Like,
so this disillusioned guy is trying to get you on his side.
I don't know, man. It's insanity.
Yeah.
But the real story, of course, is, you know, it's sad for me to say it because I've really defended Los Angeles throughout this process in the early days. Everybody back east would be like, oh, LA, it's the worst. You're totally locked down. And I was like, you know, we're not really. It's everything is overblown in the news.
Mm-hmm.
This is not overblown.
No.
Literally, you cannot go do anything in public in the city of LA except go to the grocery store
mm-hmm.
or a pharmacy.
What they deem as essential.
Maybe I didn't see banks listed and I didn't see cannabis shops listed. But pretty much everything else.
Yeah.
You can't go to a bar, restaurant, fast food joints.
Yeah.
Like, it's all out.
Gyms.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Without a vaccine passport.
Without a vaccine passport.
Yeah. So this is where it gets crazy. This is where it gets nutty a little bit.
You know, we've been watching, right? We've mm-hmm. been watching Australia.
Yeah.
We've been watching, you know, Canada went full authoritarian this week as well. They've banned, you have to have a vaccine passport to be on any kind of public transportation.
So
or private. You can't fly, you can't take a train, you can only travel in your car in Canada.
So as the numbers decrease, why are we getting stricter here?
That is the weird thing. So we were talking about this a few days ago. Like, as of September 28th, mm-hmm. COVID-19 cases have declined 33% nationally from the 14 previous days.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's covering this because, again, only fear-mongering gets clicks.
Yeah, but it's also like this.
It's all it sells advertising.
So let's say I want to go to the movies, right?
Can't go to the movies.
Can't. Need a vaccine passport, right? But I thought masks were working. What if I just wore a mask? Are you lying to me? Did the mask never work? And that's why I need this vaccine passport?
I mean,
kind of makes you think. And guys, guess what? I didn't vote for Trump either.
No, definitely not.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, like, go as you will. Like, do masks work? Do they not work?
Well,
why do I need a passport?
There's a lot to dissect. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it begins like, so here you go. All this misinformation.
Yeah.
All the censorship that's coming down, and we'll get into that more here in a minute. But mm-hmm. like, take the New York Times, for example. Remember how they said that like 900,000 children had died in the pandemic
mm-hmm.
a while back? Well, they released a correction. I wonder if this is where this was.
Was it 90?
What this was. So they released a correction on yesterday, October 7th. And they say, an earlier version of this article incorrectly described actions taken by regulators in Sweden and Denmark. They have halted use of the Moderna vaccine in children. They have not begun offering single doses. The article also misstated the number of COVID hospitalizations in U.S. children. It is more than 63,000 from August 2020 to October 2021, not 900,000 since the beginning of the pandemic. In addition, the article misstated the timing of an FDA meeting on authorization of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for children. It is later this month, not next week.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you have such a gigantic mistake? 900,000 from 63,000 is a tremendous difference. And if you're going to censor people, then you just can't censor. Like, that's the answer. People have to be able to realize that this is no longer a valid news source.
Is the New York Post?
This is the New York Times.
New York Times.
Not the Post.
So New York Times, what company owns that?
I don't know. One of the big ones.
One of the big ones. And they're in bed with all the other big ones.
One of the five that owns everything else.
You know what
else?
I mean? So it's like they're playing for their team. They're going to, you know what I mean? Like,
they are playing for their team.
We're not on their team, so they're going to demonetize, censor, you know what I mean? Like, that's what they're going to do. Joe Rogan's taking horse pills.
Yeah. I still don't understand. And this is like, I don't know that I'll be able to have this conversation with people here, but I don't understand how we can just throw away, if we're following science, natural immunity.
Because we're not following science, though. We're following ideological beliefs. Right?
Well,
it's either you're on my side or their side. But
do you remember a while back when there was all this talk about the Great Reset and it would be a power grab? And we kind of talked about it. And I was like, you know, I think people are overblowing this. Like,
this is a conspiracy.
I remember saying this might be a good time to like rethink the way we do some things and improve upon them. And I still thought, you know, I still believe that. But I feel like it's taken the conspiratorial turn that everyone else was hollering about, that this is a power grab.
It's just
because there is no logic behind it.
No, nothing makes sense. It doesn't make sense. So it's like, if we can't have conversations because, you know, already off the bat, you believe I believe in this thing and you are against me, you're not going to be open to a conversation. And then it's just going to be more polarizing. And then we're not going to get anywhere. It's going to become more separate as time goes on, right?
Yeah.
And then in these big cities, Los Angeles, New York, the woke army capitals of the world, it's going to get stricter and stricter and stricter. And our freedoms are getting taken away.
It's so weird how the liberal Democrats, or quote unquote liberal Democrats, are the ones that are now seizing freedom.
Mm-hmm. But see, people don't look at
it. They used to be the ones that fought for freedom.
But see, like, the word freedom,
the
right?
ACLU used to try and fight for,
but see,
for
they've
the
done a great
worst
job,
people
right?
just to have, you know, free speech.
But these people have done a great job of, like, freedom, free speech, all this stuff. You're like, if you talk with that vocabulary, they're going to categorize you on the right already. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
But like,
of course.
You know,
it doesn't, but it does.
Use the words of, you know, the left will use the words of like protection, you know, care for, like under, you know what I mean? Like under the guise of like protection, do what's right, listen to, instead of like, what you're essentially doing is you're taking away our rights and freedoms. And it's like, what, like, you can't have it both ways. You can't have like the government tell you you don't want the government to tell you what to do with your body, but then you want the government to tell you to do with your body. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I'm totally down all the way 100% with my body, my choice in almost every respect.
Yeah.
I can't think of an instance where I would not be on that side. There should be no flip-flopping on that issue.
Yeah. I can make jokes right now, but I'm not going to about that. But it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, but it's also like someone with AIDS can't go, you know, like to the movie theater. That's a problem, right?
No, they can.
But they can't. This is what I'm saying. If they couldn't, you'd be like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah, that would be something would be with that. It would be different if it was if it was, and look, people have died, but it would be different if it was more fatal.
Mm-hmm.
The other problem that I have is like when these stupid studies come out, like this one that came out last week on says that the study published in the Lancet Medical Journal found that the efficacy of the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine fell below 50% after 6 months after the second dose.
Yeah.
That's after your second dose.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I just think like people have this unrealistic expectation that we're going to eliminate COVID completely. Look, COVID is like the flu at this point. It's going to be here forever.
Mm-hmm.
We're never getting rid of it.
Yeah.
You better learn to take better care of your health. And if you want to take the vaccine, take the vaccine. For everybody else, it is what it is. We're not spreading it. And did you catch the, I usually like, I'm kind of critical of this group, but Project Veritas caught some of Pfizer's like people at a restaurant out. Did you see this?
Yeah, I got one. I didn't see it though.
Check this out, dude.
Vaccine is safer than inside, of course, than the actual virus. So your antibodies are probably better at that point than the vaccination.
Nick Carl is an experienced biochemist at Pfizer with a history of working in the pharmaceutical industry. Nick admits to our undercover journalist that those who've had COVID have stronger immunity than those who've received the Pfizer COVID vaccine.
When somebody is naturally immune, like they got COVID, they probably have better, like not better, but more antibodies against the virus. Because what the vaccine is like I said, that protein, so that's just on the outside. So it's just one antibody against one specific part of the virus. When you actually get the virus, you're going to start producing antibodies against like multiple pieces of the virus. And not only just like the outside portion, like the inside portion, the actual virus. So your antibodies are probably better at that point than the vaccination.
Like how much more?
Then get vaccinated.
Should I get the vaccine?
Wait.
Until when?
If your immunity starts to wane, then get vaccinated.
So I mean, well protected?
Yeah.
Like as much as the vaccine?
Probably more.
How so? Like how much more?
I mean, so when we came out with,
really scared to talk.
Yeah.
So right now we're seeing an increase in the Delta variant, mostly not because of the variant, because of their antibodies are waning. So they're still protected, but not at that 95%. Efficacy, it's more like 70%. So you're protected most likely for longer since it was a natural response.
So we won't watch that whole thing. It's about 9 minutes, but like these are the main two cats that got caught on tape.
So
here.
Like, why? Here's my question, right? Why aren't more? And maybe they are. We just don't see it. Why aren't more scientists and people in the medical field coming out and be like, yo, this is science? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't want to skip ahead too much, but we'll get into that.
Okay.
Do you know Dr. Malone is?
No.
So he's like the doctor who, well, we'll get into it.
We'll
here.
Get into
yeah,
it.
Here in a minute.
Here's pertaining to that video, right? Yeah. How do they get these people to talk?
Long story short, there's the censorship is going hard after the doctors that are trying to speak about this.
Yeah.
And I've got some stuff on that here in a little bit, but I mean, it's weird.
How did they get those two scientists to talk?
So here's the other, well, they think they're waiters and waitresses.
Yeah.
They're undercover.
It was very candid. You know what I mean? Like,
that's why it was so candid.
Or was it like
that girl talking to the guy there at the end? Like, yeah. We didn't watch the whole thing, but the way I interpreted the whole video, because I did watch the whole thing, was that she's like posing as like a waitress or somebody there at the thing. He doesn't know she's a reporter.
So here's a question too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was she a smoke show?
I don't know.
To get this information.
I'm sure she wasn't the terrible.
Big gun. They brought the big guns. Like, yeah. So are you telling me, you know.
You don't want nice me to cleavage, die, do you? That's you want my jeans around, right?
The guy before, they probably had a guy talking to him, right?
Seemed that way. It was.
That guy seems like he enjoys that.
Yeah,
you know?
So you asked about the doctors.
Yes.
So did you know that the study that's referenced all the time about the efficacy and safety of the mRNA vaccines has several doctors who are employed by Pfizer and Moderna, and some of those doctors actually hold stock and shares in those companies? How can you, this is like the cigarette companies years ago doing their own health studies.
Yeah.
Like, you got Pfizer paying the doctors. The doctors do the studies to say what Pfizer wants them to say.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not just that simple, and there will be people that are like, well, you don't have proof. Well, you can look it up. I mean.
So are you saying these doctors have caught the most dangerous virus of greed?
Of greed. Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
And then the NBA went so crazy, man. I saw an interview with this guy, Jonathan Isaac. I'm not even sure what team he plays for, but he was talking that like he's got the natural immunity. He had COVID and mm-hmm. he hasn't had the vaccine. And like, he's allowed to go out on the court and run down the hallway, you know, the onto the court area with the team and do all that. But he has to stay. He's not allowed to be in the same locker room as his teammates.
Yeah.
He can't go out to eat with his teammates. If he goes out to eat, he has to eat outside while the rest of his teammates eat inside, inside the restaurants or whatever. He can't. He's completely isolated except when he's on the court with them, mm-hmm. which is ridiculous. Yeah. If you're on the court with them,
you're doing the most heavy breathing, all that stuff right there.
For sure.
Sweat, yeah.
It's definitely the most closer contact than having a conversation with someone.
Yeah. I mean, like we said, nothing like this. The thing is, like, if you try to put sense to all this stuff, it doesn't make sense. And for the people that thinks everything makes sense, you just chose a side.
You definitely.
That's all you did.
Chose a side.
You just chose a side. That's all you did. People that didn't choose a side were confused as fuck of what's going on, and what it smells like is some fuckery. You know what I mean? That's what it smells like.
It does smell like something's not quite right.
Yeah.
So you saw. So this whole time, people have been attacked for this whole ivermectin thing. Of course, Rogan's been taking a lot of heat for it.
Yeah. CNN lied.
Interesting. So Matt Taibbi, I really like Matt Taibbi a lot as a reporter. And he came out with a thing this past week also. This week has been crazy with all this shit.
Yeah.
Comes out with a thing this week. So Merck is releasing this COVID pill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to have great effects. Like, it's supposed to be a huge impact on the death rate on how it will go. The
mortality rate.
So interestingly, Merck is the company that used to have the patent on
ivermectin.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Yeah. So they miraculously changed a few molecules around.
Mm-hmm. Now they can make money.
Now they have
a
new patented pill. Now we'll put it to market. Here's an interesting thing, and I don't know. I don't know why, but in the article, he kind of gets into that this thing could have been approved and released and on market 6 months ago, and it was held up on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now, why is that?
I'll tell you why.
We're trying to milk everything out of the vaccine money.
We gotta get this money.
Yeah, you get know the what I vaccine mean? Money yeah. because we can get the pill money for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta get that vaccine money
right now
in the next 3 years.
Yeah. That's That's it. None of this shit makes sense. It's fuckery all across the board. And, you know, also, if you chose a side, you gave up. You just gave up. You know what I mean? I feel like that, too. You don't want to question anything. You're just like, yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Tell me either what side. To do. Tell either side. Tell me what to do. Either side. Tell me what to do. That's basically what it is right now. Do you feel like, here's a question for you. Do you feel like people like me and you are the minority in this country?
I don't know, man.
Behind closed doors.
So I don't know.
The vote. You know what I mean? Like the vote itself.
So I don't know anymore. I used to think that where we're at is the kind of majority. But I don't know if I feel that way anymore.
I feel like the minority, for sure.
I do know that, like, well, part of that is because of where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I saw a poll the other day, and it was a poll on Biden's approval rating. And his approval rating is terrible among the GOP respondents. It's pretty terrible among pretty much everybody except Democrats.
Yeah.
There were a few that were like right around 50%. But with Democrats, his approval rating was like 90% to 2% disapproval. And it's like when you're that blind, and in fairness, the GOP was like almost as bad in the opposite flip direction. Yeah. You know, they were, oh, it's terrible. But there were a lot of other people in that other demographics in that poll that also found it terrible. So I don't know. I do feel like most people have chosen a side at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this has all exacerbated it. And it's not going to get any better. It's like this new drug it costs $17.74 to produce.
Mm-hmm.
Merck is charging the U.S. government 40 times that price, $712 for the same amount of medicine.
Well, there you go. Let's get that money.
How are we? I mean, when you want to ignore the money trail, like it's the most accurate thing ever. Follow the money.
Yeah.
Follow the money.
Yeah. That's what it is.
You won't like the truth, maybe, but it'll be the truth.
But see, like right now, how we're talking could be written off like that as like you guys are conspiracy theory guys, because it's easy. That's the easier thing to do, right? Is to write people off. Or when you've given up, when you've waved the white flag, and you're just like, this is the thing. A lot of people, and this is not, a lot of people have been bullied and taken into the vaccine. Oh, for sure.
And that's the shitty part.
Bullied from work.
Yeah.
Bullied. Relationships, bullied, family shit, you know what I mean? Like, into doing it.
Yeah.
Not because it was their choice.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it is hard to know what to believe. BBC released a thing today saying that basically it came out and said that all the ivermectin studies are bullshit. They're all fraudulent in some way. And then, you know, PubMed.gov, you know, from the National Institute of Health releases a thing that in a randomized controlled trial of a five-day course of ivermectin reduced the duration of illness from 12.7 days to 9.7 days. So, like, how can the BBC just come out and say every study is bullshit if the National Institute of Health is releasing this in the same week?
Yeah. You know what I'd like to see? You know how, like fights are set up, like, all right, you got Jake Paul fighting. I would not like the guy that wants to fight Joe Rogan, but I'm like, let's get a panel of peers that believe in this and believe in this. And over the course of 1 month, let's unload it. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
A panel of people that believe that, all right, the vaccine does this. It's great. All this stuff. Right.
Yeah.
And a panel of like people that are like, oh, actually natural immunity, maybe ivermectin, all that stuff on this side. And then, you know, 3 hours a day, we exchange all this shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, here's the other frustrating thing. Like, also just this week, a couple weeks ago, actually, this was National Institute of Health now recommends vitamin C, D3, and zinc for prevention and treatment of COVID-19, which is something. How many people got shit for saying that right from the get-go?
A lot.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you were in trouble for even, talking about it online.
Yeah, you were a QAnon person if you did all that.
The other problem with this whole situation is that there's been so much lying from Fauci in this whole, throughout the whole time. He has lost credibility. And I think the only way, like if you want to communicate with people where we're at, or at least where I'm at, I don't want to speak for you, but he's got to go. I can't trust him as a medical professional any longer. He's just a political spokesperson, and there's no trust there.
That's all he's ever been, though, to me. Like, I look at him and say, this guy's just a mouthpiece.
But the blue people who have drank the blue Kool-Aid, they love this guy.
Of course, they have little bobbleheads.
Disney's putting out a fucking documentary on this guy.
He's the sexiest man alive, you know?
Well, but... And this is where I kind of want to get to things, because I think that there is something I used to be very hesitant about my conspiracies. I when I was younger, we've talked, I used to be in Alex Jones, thought he was very entertaining. Mm-hmm. Kind of was like fun to think about those things.
Hold a pale horse, all that shit.
You know, I kind of got away from that for a long time. I was like, most of this shit's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Are they trying to turn, because they're starting to make all of those conspiracy things turn into a reality. Like it's this report like came out this week about these lab leak documents showing the Pentagon's connection to the development of this disease.
Yeah.
Which is fucking terrifying. Well, listen for a second.
On the lab leak hypothesis. We know the National Institute of Health provided funding to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We know that the lab there was conducting gain-of-function research. We know that the Wuhan lab began conducting itself in a very sketchy manner in September of 2019, and that many people began falling sick in the area right around them and in the months after. We know at the highest levels of government in the early days of the pandemic, it was acknowledged in Dr. Fauci's emails that the coronavirus is, quote, not consistent with evolutionary theory. We know that Dr. Fauci, he played a pivotal role in funding this dangerous research, and worse, used his influence over the last several months to cover up any ties between himself and the lab in order to protect an entire infrastructure of scientists who profit from gain-of-function research. He's gone so far to protect himself and others. He's even perjured himself before Congress. So what exactly am I going to talk about today? Well, there's another data point, another revelation into just how risky our so-called best and brightest scientists were before this pandemic. New documents show that in 2018, the nonprofit EcoHealth Alliance submitted a $14 million grant proposal to DARPA, otherwise known as the Defense Advanced Research and Production Agency, where some of the most top secret projects of the United States government are housed.
Yeah, DARPA proposal is like in every
specifically outlines
there is
a plan to generate full-length infectious bat coronaviruses in a lab and then insert their genetic features, which would make them more able to infect human cells into bats. This feature is called a furin cleavage site. Now, I know that's a complicated term, but consider this. The furin cleavage site is what makes COVID-19 particularly infectious to humans. Furthermore, of all that we know about SARS-like coronaviruses, the coronavirus that caused this pandemic is the only known SARS-2 virus strain which possesses a furin cleavage site. Natural explanations for the furin cleavage site do not hold up to scrutiny, as science journalist Nicholas Wade told us all months ago. So what do we have here? We have the EcoHealth Alliance, the group already known to be tied to funding gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab, proposing to DARPA the insertion of the exact infectious mechanism inside the virus that we know today as COVID-19, 1 year before that coronavirus likely escaped from the Wuhan lab. Furthermore, consider the players. Those who are listed on the grant proposal include not only Dr. Peter Daszak, the head of EcoHealth Alliance, but also Dr. Shi Zhengli, otherwise known as, quote, the Batwoman, conducting research at the Wuhan lab. The apparent idea behind the grant was that the scientists would create a deadly coronavirus in a lab and then inoculate the bat population against the virus, making it less likely to transmit to humans. Color me skeptical on that entire plan. Luckily, it seems that DARPA thought so too. They rejected the grant proposal. But the documents themselves prove a variety of assertions. Number one, the exact nature of the type of gain-of-function research which could have produced the coronavirus menacing our world was outlined by players intimately involved in the potential outbreak as recently as 1 year before the beginning of the pandemic.
I mean,
so here's my thing. Very, like, alarming, right?
Pretty alarming.
Pretty alarming. This video itself, right? It's effective to me and you because we have no sides.
It's gotten 188,000 views.
But this is my thing, right?
Somebody out there watching it.
Yeah, they're but a lot of people, majority, I feel like, right before they'll be like, what is this right-wing shit? And then they write it off right away.
Maybe.
And they get nothing out of it.
But this is like, this, as he goes on to explain, if we were to listen to the whole thing, it's 7.5 minutes long, so I don't want to listen to the whole thing. Yeah. But as he states there towards the end, he got all this information through the Freedom of Information. It's all public information, Freedom of Information Act. Like, anybody can look up and verify this information.
But as we know, people don't.
People don't, but he's a reporter. He's a decent reporter. He's a good reporter, actually.
But that's the thing.
You know?
Me and you know because we're open, right? People that aren't are just going to be like, whatever. Or people that agree, like me and you, will be like, all right, now that we know this, what's going to happen with it? Why isn't anything being done?
Why is no one talking about it? Here's the thing. Because no one else in news is covering this.
They're covering AOC in the dress and Eat the Rich.
Eat the Rich. They're covering...
At the Met Gala.
So I mean, again, I you know, big ups to Breaking Point, by the way. You know, another one that Sagar went on, I think it was him here, is that they're giving $125 million to Washington State University to go out and to go into lab leak style research that they're going to do here.
$125 million USAID project to detect emerging viruses. Now, this is important because USAID is a branch of the State Department. It's the International Development Agency of the U.S. State Department, which greenlights aid-granting projects all across the world. Africa, Ebola, all of that. This is within the USAID discovery and exploration of emerging pathogens, or so-called Deep VZN project. VZN standing for viral zoonoses. For all of those virologists out there, I'm sorry for my pronunciation. Now, why does this matter? Now, you might remember that detect emerging viruses is code for gain of function research. And actually, when you lead and read even deeper within this press release, they are announcing this grant to dig up 8,000 to 12,000 novel viruses all over the world, including those like SARS-CoV-2, aka coronavirus, including in China. So essentially, we have learned nothing.
I'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
The rest of the video, you know, is that's the you know, they go in to dig in and talk about it a little bit, but we're continuing to do the same shit that got us in this. Mm-hmm. And it looks more and more like, here's my conspiracy side coming out, that it was done for nefarious intentions. This is like, we've talked about how, you know, I know how some people talk about how, like, Henry Kissinger and George Bush or George W. are war criminals and this and that, and they should, you know, be tried for these things. And I don't necessarily disagree, but if you think about this, this is like the greatest crime against humanity ever inflicted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And nobody seems to be trying to bring anybody to justice for doing this. I mean, to me, finding out how this lab leak truly happened and if it did have ties to nefarious actors.
Yeah.
We need to prosecute, like, these people need to have a war tribunal.
But anyone with power or that can do anything about it, they're all in cahoots with each other already.
Exactly.
So, and that's the problem. What can be done?
What can be done? I mean, more and more I'm thinking it just is about It's about tearing. I don't think the system can be saved. I don't think either one of the parties can be saved. I will say that.
Yeah. What
can we save democracy? Maybe.
What is
But nobody that's in Washington, D.C. right now, almost nobody that's an elected official should be an elected official. Like, we have to totally flip what we have as leaders in this country.
So, you know, I haven't watched their whole shows, right? Like, they go on, like, what's Crystal's opinion about all these things?
I mean, you know, her, they do these segments, and that's kind of his individual segment. So they do a lot of joint segments during an episode, mm-hmm. and then they each pick one thing that day to cover for them, and then they talk about it. And I mean, Sagar definitely focuses on this more.
Yeah.
You know, she's a little more, you know, just get your vaccine.
Yeah.
You know, she has come more in line with that than she was a year ago, though.
Mm.
So it's like she steadily moved towards, like, you know, let's just get the vaccines, guys, kind of thing. She's not real forceful about it or anything.
Yeah.
But when he brings up an article like this, like, she discusses it fairly.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not just like putting blinders on.
Good.
But, you know, it that's what makes that show interesting, though.
Yeah.
Is that he is more conservative.
Yeah.
She is more liberal or left.
Yeah.
But they're both kind of populists in that sense.
They still have civil conversations.
And they're friends. They're having a conversation, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so frustrating, though, because we're in a climate where we're dealing with leaders, talking about our leaders,
mm-hmm.
like Brother Joe. Brother Joe comes out and his logic is thinking, he came out this week and said, when you see headlines and reports of mass firings and hundreds of people losing their jobs, look at the bigger story. United Airlines went from 59% of their employees vaccinated to 99%. But how many motherfuckers lost their jobs?
Yeah.
Or don't have a job now?
To increase that to 99%.
To make that percentage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
I mean, that's blind leadership. And I also don't understand exactly why, you know, it was fine for hospital workers to work
this whole time.
The whole time unvaccinated before we had a vaccine. Like, they've surely been exposed to it.
Yeah.
Again, why is natural immunity not count? Like, yeah. And we're firing them? Why?
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
And here's my thing with the isolation that everyone's kind of had over the past 2 years, right? Isolation and staying away. People that's been living in echo chambers these whole two years instead of, like, kind of being exposed to other thoughts, you know what I mean? Like, when you see someone face to face and they really don't agree with what you agree with, you tend to be more civil when it's face to face. When you're
for
separate
sure.
at home on the internet, fuck you.
For sure.
You're a piece of shit.
For
I hope
sure.
you die. But then when you're face to face and you have to see this person every day and you're just like, oh, why is that? You might be open to more, to different beliefs or like start questioning yourself. So I think that's a very dangerous thing too. And I don't know whether it was by design that they're like, the people that, you know, like, believe this one thing, they're going to stay with them. They're going to stay. It makes us more separate as we grow, right?
As this conversation continues, I'm going to dive deeper into some conspiracy shit that'll touch on that right there.
Okay. So before we get to that, we kind of talked about the right and left being irredeemable, right? Yeah. Andrew Yang separated from the Democratic Party. Now he's starting. He's an independent. Yeah. He started the Forward Party. Yeah. What's your opinion about that? Because you remember, you've always been way more into politics than me, right? So what's your opinion about Yang and him starting this Forward Party? I saw it on the news. I was like, all right, like, it seems kind of interesting. Like, I like the idea of it, right? Like, he's like, we need fresh, you know, we need new. What's your opinion about it?
Well, first of all, I'll preface this by saying I really like Andrew Yang. Okay. And then,
'cause if you didn't, I would say you're a racist.
I got really pissed at him.
Uh-oh.
And I really thought he was just a DNC shill with the way he threw in against Bernie.
Yeah.
By the way, interesting correlation, just as I mentioned that, right?
Uh-huh.
So February 2020 is when the DNC colludes against Bernie and COVID hits the US immediately after.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, we could have had Bernie in a COVID-free country, maybe. Anyway, no. So with Andrew Yang, like, I was upset with him about the way he threw in. But, and so I thought this for in his mayoral campaign was ran very typical political person, not what made him popular during the presidential election. And I pretty
he
much
fell in line.
He fell in line. I pretty much figured he was written off in my book at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I did listen to his conversation with Crystal. Mm-hmm. She did an hour-long interview with him about this Ford party.
Yeah.
And it's not about him trying to run as president.
Yeah.
It's about the local level, actually, you know, getting
ranked choice voting,
Yep. Things we've talked about before, which I think is very important. So, like, hey, I'm supportive of it. It's disruptive. It's moving things in a more positive direction. It's putting in some guardrails like we've talked mm-hmm. about. Like I'm sorry. Look, it's not about being ageist, but 80-year-olds, mm-hmm. they can be advisors, but they cannot be the president of the United States. Yeah. They cannot be sitting on the Supreme Court.
For years and years and years and years.
At 80 years old, yeah. You just can't.
Yeah.
We have people in positions of power trying to make, this is why nothing gets done.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even understand the issues. Half of them clearly do not understand the tech problem.
Yeah. Well, it's like this, right? Like, how often do your phone update? Does your phone software update?
I don't know. Often, probably.
Different versions come out to make it better, run better, do better, get the bugs out.
We need to upgrade.
We need to upgrade.
Yeah.
So it's like we can't.
Processing powers. It's we're still
on. You know, the government's still on the old Nokias with the green screens.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Playing Snake.
For sure. You know, you asked me about Robert Malone, and so I just looked him up real quick because I knew he was somebody really, really key to this mRNA situation.
Okay.
He's the inventor of mRNA vaccines and RNA as a drug. He's the inventor of it. Mm-hmm. And he comes out this week and says, I'm going to speak bluntly. Physicians who speak out are being actively hunted via medical boards and the press. They are trying to delegitimize and pick us off one by one. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a fact. Please wake up. This is happening globally. So you ask why doctors aren't speaking out about it. This is why they're not speaking out about it. First of all, they can't get any press coverage.
Yeah.
And then the rest of their medical community, how much of that medical community is bought off by the big pharma,
mm-hmm.
is trying to delegitimize and discredit them. But how are you going to, you know, it's like he's basically worried. Like he sent out a thing today on his socials that said, look, I don't know how much longer I'm even going to be on Twitter or these platforms. I think they're going to remove me.
Yeah.
How are you going to censor the man who created what you're using?
Why hasn't Rogan had him on yet?
I don't know that he may have, actually.
Really?
Maybe.
Let's see.
I feel like he's too important to have not him not have been on
Robert
on
Malone?
Rogan. Robert W. Malone, MD. Yeah, I it's just it's baffling to me. You know, it's like the censorship is getting out of control. It's like YouTube comes out this week and says they're banning banning prominent anti-vaccine activists and blocking all anti-vaccine content.
Right.
Like straight up.
So all I can find is the only Malone that Joe Rogan has had is Post Malone.
Maybe he hasn't had him on. I thought he was maybe on with Dr. Robert Corey, but maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, it was Robert Corey that was on the Rogan podcast.
I thought maybe he was on with
Weinstein.
Okay. You're right.
Yeah.
No, I have heard, you know, and I've watched some interviews with this Malone guy. He's been on, I know where I saw him interview. He was on the Dark Horse podcast, which is
with Weinstein. Yeah.
And his wife, Heather Heim.
Here's also a question I'm just wondering too, right? Rogan gets what, a million plus downloads a month, right?
I'm sure.
So a million plus people listen to him, right? Yeah. What are their opinions? Are they like us? Are they, you know what I mean?
I think there's more. Yeah. I think, you know, if I was guessing, I would say that the majority of Rogan's audience would probably be in line with where we're sitting. Like, you know, otherwise you don't keep tuning in to Rogan, right?
Correct.
I mean, you're not going to keep
like, tuning. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, you're not going to keep tuning in if he's like pissing you off every day.
What you're saying is like everyone that listens to him, right wing, racist, Trump supporters.
They're not. They're not.
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah.
They're not. They're people with lost homes.
Yeah.
They're people with lost homes.
It definitely like the feel of it all, like the feeling of like, I'm just like my day to day here in LA dealing with people. It's like, I will like, I can't, you can't talk freely about like anything, right?
Not about this.
You can't, you can't talk freely. Like what, like freedom of speech is supposed to be a thing. Like if you can't talk freely, then what the fuck are we doing? It's like weird. We're in a weird time right now, man. And it gets weirder and weirder. I know I said this before. We're in a weird time. That was 2 years ago now. You know what I mean? Now it's like, all right, like COVID numbers are going down. Let's get stricter with these bastards.
That's the weird thing.
Let's
right?
take more of their shit.
We were told it was to get things down. Well,
and
things
a lot
are,
of you are going to agree with us.
Things are down.
Yeah.
Like,
flatten the curve.
I'll continue. I'm gonna wrap it up with super conspiracy late here in a bit.
Okay.
As to why it's so
sunglasses
why
up,
it's
right?
so like you have to get it. There might be something nefarious.
Yeah.
I mean, even and but I'm worried because all this is setting up and it's like this big power. It feels like a big power grab. It's like so. The whistleblower.
From Facebook. Yeah.
She's being treated like a star.
Mm-hmm. Like a hero.
And when she's going on, she's coming on and she's speaking at all these places. She went in front of Congress in D.C. And all of her rhetoric, all of her talk was about increasing the censorship.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know about you, but that kind of sounds like a very
corporate.
Well, it sounds to me like a well-placed
spy?
Chess piece.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to pull her out of here. We're going to have her come out and say this. And it'll be justification for us to do more and go even bigger. Which is crazy.
It's like, you know, I'm not a nerd or anything, right? But it's like we're playing Dungeons and Dragons. And the dungeon master controls everything and there's nothing you could do about it. It's the same shit. The dungeon masters are controlling everything right now. And what can you do? You're just like, oh, dude, you're being an asshole. If they control everything, they control what
everything.
You see. They control the narrative. They control the way people think around you because it's exhausting trying to resist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, well, that's the goal. It wears you down.
Yeah. It's exhausting. So then like the weaker people in the beginning, yeah, be weak, go. Like you guys will go first. And then like the strong ones will be there, but there's only going to be a few of them left.
A few.
And then it's going to be exhausting.
Only the strong survive.
Yeah. I feel like I'm, you know, fucking Iron Man taking a blast. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Trying to resist this energy beam coming at me.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking exhausting, man.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've always cared about people, right? That's why I chose the line of work. I like to see people succeed. I want them to have better lives. I want them to be less depressed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I love people, but you can't tell me like, oh, you don't.
Not all people.
Yeah. Not all people.
I love some people. Not all people.
I'll
tell
you
what's
this.
Happening.
I'll give you a fair shot for me to like you.
I mean.
For me to care about you. I'll give you a fair shot.
I mean, even like. Look, I believe in climate change, but it upsets me when I see Google is going to remove and won't allow ads or anything for YouTube videos or websites that question climate change. I think those people are crazy.
Yeah.
I think climate change is real. I'm 100% convinced the climate definitely changes over the course of history. Now, I also think man has an impact on that, but I think it's a very scary situation to have this much control over. I mean, this is exactly what Orwell talked about.
Mm-hmm. Why don't people feel like it's important to keep free speech right now? or that they're okay with free speech being muffled. Because even back then, I remember
people lost their minds when Trump became president. Yes,
but it's like, I remember in high school, like, you know, like as dissatisfying as it was, like, you know, like, you know, our high school history teacher was like, yeah, you know, like we're going through freedom of speech and all this stuff, right? It's like, so, you know, if a KKK person has the right to do this, you have the right to do this, you got to fight for that right because their right is your right. And, you know, I may not agree with any of their views, but I have to protect it's their right to do that.
Yeah.
What happened to that? Where has it gone? I don't
know. What happened to, you know, I grew up in... I say it jokingly now because we're in such a contrasting world, but I grew up, you know, you're supposed to be colorblind to people. What happened to that? Like treating just everybody's just a person, like you're a person, I'm a person. We're all just people. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit. I don't know what your background is and I don't care. You're just a person to me. Mm-hmm. Like that was, I thought, the goal. And now it's like everybody wants to be identified by something.
Yeah.
Like we can't just be people together. Everybody wants to identify with some tribe to be
that. And there's always like a
standout or I don't know what. There's always like
a special national day, National Daughter's Day, National Sons Day. Now I was like, my mom hit me up, happy National Sons Day. I was like, what is that?
What is that?
I didn't know about it. She's like, me neither. I just saw it on Facebook. Yeah,
this is bullshit.
You know what I mean? So man, it's just, it's weird where all our free, like what you were taught in school, history class, what your freedoms and rights are, that, okay, like now fast forward in the future, none of it matters. Right?
I don't know.
And people are just like, okay. Like other than, because I want to go get my, hair cut. I'm going to just get that. You know what I mean? Or I want to do that. I'm just going to get this.
I'll drive a really far distance to get my hair cut.
That's because me and you are stubborn fucks, right?
Yeah, I am very stubborn indeed.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this video. You've seen somewhere. This? Yeah. I've had to destabilize.
I mean, it is what it is. He's like kind of spot on.
He's spot on. It is what it is.
Yeah. And for those of you, this is, we're talking about a video from 1984 from Yuri Bezmenov.
Yeah.
Just talking about how he's talking about ideological subversion is what he's talking about. And it's literally, you can Google it online.
How to destabilize
a country.
A country, yeah.
And it's almost textbook. Like it's happened a little slower probably than what he thought, but like it's happening with increasing rapidness in the last few years.
I mean, that's what's being taught in our universities and colleges.
Well, 100%. So more than that, like the government, I saw where the feds are going to be investigating parents that voice dissent at school board meetings.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What is up with that? What is going on?
What's weird to me is like, where do all like these military families
and fall there's into a lot play? Of like if you follow libs of TikTok, there are a lot of batshit crazy teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like for real.
Yeah. My quote, like military guys, right? Serve the government, serve the country, right? But they're also about freedoms too, right? Where do they fall in this? Where do you think majority of them fall? Right?
I don't know. Well, it doesn't matter, right? My bigger concern is are they yes men? Which I think a lot of military people probably are. Mm-hmm. That's why they go into the military. But I do think there is a faction of them that's, you know, they're not going to tolerate their freedoms being removed. They went and they've seen people lose limbs and die for those freedoms. Yeah. And they've sacrificed themselves for those freedoms. And they deal with the repercussions for those freedoms.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like John Stewart had a good interview with the guy I think he's the head of the VA for the nation. And he was, he was talking about the burn pits, how they made it in particular. That's what they were talking about. And he was like, well, at what level of evidence do you need to be able to for the VA to cover their bills and their expenses and their health care and take care of them?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like we don't.
Yeah.
We don't. We ask people to go sacrifice so that corporations can make more money, so that the military industrial complex can get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're arguing over a 10-year. And look, I think there's a bunch of shit in the infrastructure bill they're trying to pass for $3.5 trillion. But at the same time, the Pentagon's budget will exceed $7.5 trillion over the same 10-year period.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't bat an eye at passing that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's craziness.
It's ridiculous. Same thing. Corporations. You want to say that corporations don't rule the world? And there is an elite faction. I don't believe in the Illuminati, but there is an elite faction that makes decisions. It's like the Steven Donziger case with Chevron.
Yeah.
He ended up getting 6 months. He spent more than 2 years on house arrest for simply just not turning over files. It's like usually a slap on the wrist, a fine that an attorney would get punished but with a fine. He's been on house arrest for 2 years and they just sent him to 6 months in prison. And guess what? The judge that sentenced him, she's attached to Chevron.
Not surprised.
California, we talked about the mail-in voting.
Yeah.
How it's good. They're all mail-in voting now. I mean, this is why people distrust things.
Well,
we just recertified in this state this governor, and we have a humongous oil leak off the coast, and apparently it was mismanaged. Like it was,
and apparently
it was,
he knew about it before.
They
it
knew got about away. It, and it, and they didn't alert the public to it for quite a while.
Yeah,
till it started washing up on shore. And then these retards are arguing about the debt ceiling again. I shouldn't use that word. I apologize. But
Artard. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Are arguing about the debt ceiling. And the solution that they're tossing around is, well, let's just print or mint a $1 trillion coin and just put it in the reserve. And then we have $1 trillion. I'm reading this book called The Bitcoin Standard right now.
Okay.
And it talks about Keynesian economics. And if you really start to read into Keynes and his belief system, first of all, he was kind of an interestingly messed up dude. So I don't know why we put so much stock into what he says about economics. But his idea that debt is good for the economy, and you just keep spending debt and debt doesn't matter, like – we're robbing ourselves. Like, you can't just print $1 trillion and think that it's not going to affect inflation.
Of course. Well, the value is not, it's not of value anymore.
You can't just go, oh, well, that, and this is why, you know.
Then is it imaginary then? Can I just?
Well, some people are saying yes.
Yeah.
Some people are like, you know, it doesn't matter. We just keep going up in debt. Doesn't matter. That's how you end up with, I mean, the U.S. has never suffered from runaway inflation like some of these other unstable countries have.
I just think it's hilarious. Like, you know, like our banking, we do digital banking and shit now, right? Like you could, all right, what's my account right now? It's just a number in the computer.
It is.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, and that's kind of, you know, I don't want to get into the whole Bitcoin thing, but like that's kind of the thing about Bitcoin. Well, you could argue, well, it's just a number. Well, yeah, it is just a number, but. We're not on the gold standard anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a number too.
Yeah.
That's just a number being, you know, true. Bitcoin's, it's on the market. It goes up, it goes down, all these other things. But, you know, on the flip side, the dollar's being regulated by a bunch of people that are corrupt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't trust them. I trust them to protect my money.
Oh, man.
I don't know about that. And then we've had all these riots.
Why haven't we had a riot?
These things. They're preparing for the riots. Have you seen this shit? Like, we're preparing for go after that people. Like
that's a bobcat. That's a bobcat, basically, it's a huge shield on it.
It's a huge shield, but it has cutouts so that people can fire rubber bullets off the top of it and from behind it as they clear streets. I mean, you wanted to talk about this kind of stuff is a little terrifying. Like, I don't think our police departments honestly should have this kind of shit.
See, but this makes me like want more guns for me.
Makes me want more. Yeah.
And when it makes me want all the illegal guns, you know, give me.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
I want a bazooka.
If that's
against
what I
got
to go against. Yeah. If that's the tech I got to go against.
Look at those guys. They look like fucking stormtroopers.
They are stormtroopers.
appropriately in black instead of white. Never understood why they made the stormtroopers in white. They should have been in black. They should look just like that.
No, that'd be racist, dude.
I guess maybe so. I don't see skin color, Mike.
Oh man, it's a fight. It's like, you know, I'm looking forward to getting the fuck out of LA. That's all I can say.
I mean, at this,
like, and it's yeah, hard for me to say, because I, like, man, I fucking loved living here. I really did. I loved living here. I loved, you know, I had a process when you moved in here, you know, like, yeah, I was like, I'll go to my coffee shops, yeah, do for this. Sure. No, fucking gone.
You can't go to the coffee shop now.
No. Or they're like, there'll be weirdos in there, or they'll look at me like I'm literally weirdo.
It's
yeah.
This is the other thing that I don't fully know. Like, are mandates really like
legal?
Are they the law?
So I looked at it, vaccine mandate, like, and I briefly Googled it. It said that vaccine mandates are legal and have been legal for quite some time now.
Yeah, for like measles, mumps, mm-hmm, rubella, so polio.
Let's go categorize that. But those are with proven vaccines.
Those are with proven vaccines.
Not vaccines that got approved under the emergency.
Here's what I can't wait for. Maybe you said this to me even the other day, but like, I can't wait to the day 10 years from now, when you flip on the TV, yeah, and there's like those lawyers on there,
yeah,
for like mesothelioma, yeah, or like, some other pill.
Did you take the Pfizer, Moderna,
Prilosec, or whatever? Yeah. Like, I mean, it's very common for these companies to release a pill to the market, mm-hmm, even after extensive like study, research, and approval process. And then they come 10 years later and there's like all these bad side effects that nobody knew about, cause cancer and cause all liver cirrhosis and all this other shit. And then there's lawsuits over it. And like, that's for a relatively small amount of people compared to how many people have had this rushed,
mm-hmm,
vaccine forced into their bodies.
Yeah. And here's the thing with like,
is the government going to compensate everybody when they all have some?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it you know,
possibly there could.
Could be. We don't know.
With the polio vaccine and stuff, that's proven effective. Like, you know what I mean? Sure. Like, it's proven.
It's
like,
been refined.
It's proven. You won't efficacy. Get it. You're good.
Yeah.
With this one, it was still approved under, like, you know.
Well, that's why they call this one a leaky vaccine.
Yeah.
Because it's not a sterile one.
But that's the thing. So it's like, without it being proven and it being approved under the emergency pandemic, you know, during this time, would it shield them from legal recourse?
What's that?
In the future? They're like, oh, like if some shit happens, they're like, we just released the, you know what I mean? Like class action lawsuit happened. So
they're trying to pass this in Canada right now so that that nobody can be held responsible if anything happens down the road.
So then why would you want to do it though? If there's no,
this is why it has to be your body, your choice, bro. You can't force me to inject something into my.
And there's no responsibility on your end.
And there's going to be no responsibility.
You know what I'm saying? There's no.
And just like with all this other shit we've talked about, like, there never is any responsibility.
Yeah. Like, how can you expect me to put skin in the game when you're like, hey, do this, and you don't put any skin in the game? You're not willing to take, like, hey, I'll do it, but if it fucks me up, like, you're responsible for it.
Yeah.
And you're like, nope.
And I'm not saying that I'm not saying that it will.
No.
Like right now, it doesn't seem like that's the case. But again, it didn't seem like that was the case when people took Prilosec.
Mm-hmm. But here's my question. Why is it not okay for me and you to be like, hey, let's sit out this year, two years.
Sit it out.
You know, a year or 2 years without getting it.
I think I'm impervious to it. I'm going to say that and then I'm going to get it. But like, yeah. I've been around I feel like I've been around a lot of people that have had this thing and I still haven't, mm-hmm, haven't caught.
It's just a matter of time. It's going to
probably is just a matter of time.
But you see what I'm saying? It's like, for me, it doesn't make sense. It's like,
but I'm going to get it. I can't spread it if I've never had it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the frustrating thing to me.
But like with any agreement, right? I agree. I'm going to do this part, right? Like you agree to go do that part. But if we're holding up a business deal, right?
Mm.
And you're like, hey, just do this. I'm not responsible. You'll be like, yo, something's up.
What do you mean you're not responsible, yeah, bro? Huh?
You know what I mean? Like, that's where, like, that's how I feel. Or I feel like, why is it not okay for me to, like, chill and see how it goes? Why is it so rushed? You're like, right now, do it now, do it now, do it now, do it now. Bop, 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 I mean, bop,
it's like, you know, back to Fauci, he has, and I don't understand why he has so much sway over the policy on this.
Because they made him a media darling.
Well, that's true. That's, but like him coming out and like the more he speaks, the more it seems he's sending this message that we have to get to zero COVID. And that's not a reality that will ever be possible.
Yeah.
That ship has sailed. We had that opportunity if they would have attacked COVID with the full arsenal that we had available before the vaccine.
Yeah.
We could have mitigated a lot, but I don't think we can ever get rid of COVID.
It's just, it's a flu now. It's, you know, it's like there's a flu season. There's going to be a COVID season. You just got to make sure you're good.
And,
you know?
And I think people are a little bit naive. You know, I don't know naive, but like, I don't know what the right word is, but I mean, I think people in cold weather climates up north, they should expect to see some rise in cases.
Yeah.
Or I don't think it should be alarming as long as the death rate doesn't go up, as long as hospitalizations aren't going crazy. I think if cases go up, okay, people are getting sick, but like, you know, people get sick like and they recover. Yeah, like as long like, as people aren't dying or going to the hospital, those are the two numbers we really need
cold
to
cold weather
to
season comes around. Hey, guys. Hey, reminder, your holidays are coming around. Make sure you take your vitamin D's, your zinc. Like, just make like sure it, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
just like it was in the summer. Yeah. Hot weather places, they stay in air conditioning more. And sure enough, we had, you know, some places that had spikes in the south.
Yeah.
Southern part of the United States this summer.
Yeah. But it's not. It's not your choice, man.
But I want it to be my choice.
You know, you're,
I mean,
you have no freedom anymore. This is the new reality.
I mean, this is why, as you said, as much as I,
under the guise of protection and,
well, who am I?
And empathy towards your neighbor.
If somebody would like,
whether your neighbor her, or a he, him.
Take empathy and feelings out of the equation. We could even just talk about it scientifically, but no one will do that.
It's all feelings.
Explain
now.
To me how
it's all feelings
how this policy protects other everyone. Explain to me how that happens.
Because it doesn't, because it can't
have that conversation.
But the way I feel, like I'll just feel more safe if you got it.
But that doesn't follow any science.
No, but so we don't follow science anymore. We follow feelings and imaginary things.
I don't.
And imaginary things like I'm going to identify as a white man next week.
You won't like that experience. In call this, me in here.
You call me White Jim. I have $1 million in the bank of imaginary money. And if you don't call me White Jim, I'm going to consider you a racist.
Yeah.
This is where the world is leading into, man. It's craziness.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I feel like I wanted to be here for so long. And now I'm sure enough. It's like, I can't stay here in LA.
What year? All right. How many years? How many years did you live here before the pandemic?
Like one.
It's pretty fucking
funny. One and a half. Yeah. Yeah, my LA experience has been fucked.
Yeah, when it's good, it was great living here.
I really like too. Like I was so defendant of like LA to people when this all started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even like as much watching the Exodus and Rogan talking shit about LA, like. I thought he was just being pessimistic. I was like, man, they're not really going to do all this shit. That's ridiculous.
And then boom, they did it.
And like you said, like it's not even at a time when it's like high case spikes or anything. It's lower than almost ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know how to treat it better than ever. And they're still more strict than ever.
Yeah. Because now they've gotten people accustomed to listening to them.
Well, that's
stay at home 2 weeks, three, then no, we're just gonna, a month, 2 months, a year and a half. Have we worn you down yet? No? Okay, you have to wear the masks the whole time everywhere. Masks 6 feet apart. Masks work, guys. Masks work. If the masks work, why the fuck do I need a, you know what I mean? To do have a vaccine indoors.
Yeah. Well,
but then, all right,
I can tell you what, those masks that everybody wears, the standard mask, like there's so much leakage around that. Like I had to wear one the other day because I normally don't wear those. Yeah. They're terrible
because
like,
they
don't protect anything.
No, but it makes people feel better. We're going off of feelings, remember? So, you know, if you go off the feelings, that's what happens. Vaccine. I guarantee if Trump was still in office and this vaccine went, there'd be so much like, do not take the vaccine.
Oh, for sure. If he would have been reelected,
yeah.
there you talk about riots in the streets. There would be riots in the streets over everything that's going on. If the same exact thing was happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening right now was happening under a second term of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That 90% that approve of Joe Biden. Yeah,
they'd be like, rage against the machine, guys. They would all be in
the streets. They would all be in the streets. Yeah. They would all be terrified.
So let me, and you can choose to answer this or not. Let me play devil's advocate.
Mm.
Would we have been better off if Trump got reelected?
I have actually mulled this over the last few weeks.
And we can decide to edit this out if you want.
I mean, it's you know, it's difficult to say. I was so adamantly against Trump being president. Mm-hmm. I voted for Hillary the first time.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yuck.
And I said I was not going to make, you know, after the way they fucked Bernie the first time.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm never voting for that system again.
Yeah.
And they did it a second time.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of danger that comes with Trump. Like this whole story about them trying to assassinate Julian Assange. Mm-hmm. And he's mm-hmm. a wild fucking dude like Trump. Like I don't trust him being in charge of shit.
Yeah.
He clearly and I still say that he benefited economically speaking a lot from the Obama administration mm-hmm. you know, times, because like even his businesses, he's almost doubled his debt since he's been out of presidency at his businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't think he's a great businessman. I don't think he's a great negotiator. I don't think he's rational. I don't think he's a good leader in any way. I don't think he's good for anything. He's the one person I actually think. Like I'm totally against censorship, but like I do think it's a little healthier with him not being on the internet,
mm-hmm.
you know, not being on social media.
And with all that being said,
now I sit here and I go, I have to wonder if Trump was in there, because he is such a wild person, if he would look at Fauci and tell him to fuck off. Like, I'm not doing that shit.
He kind of did in the beginning,
you know? So like, you know,
I don't know.
At the same time, like if I really like get into what I believe,
mm-hmm.
and we've talked about this a lot, like I don't think there's like really a difference. I think if Trump was in office, these things would still be happening, and Trump wouldn't have any choice. Like I feel like there's the institution of government,
yeah,
is stronger than any individual president.
I feel this, like when Trump got out of office, there was a sigh of relief.
For sure.
Like, oh, we can just, okay, cool. Like, we can just move on and be sensible. And, like, we'll get back to normal. Boy, were we wrong, dude. Boy, were we wrong, dude.
I don't know that I was 100% convinced of that, though.
No, but, like, there was a sense of relief.
By a lot of people, for sure.
But now that relief has turned back into severe anxiety and anger.
Well, this is what did we say when you know, Trump wasn't reelected, Biden got elected? I was like, this is the time now when people most need to be still holding people accountable.
But they don't.
You've learned how to be engaged in politics. Now, like, use that properly. No. But people have run wild with it with no guardrails.
No, but people have become submissive now.
Some people, yeah.
They bow down easier now because they're like, as long as it's not Trump, I'm going to suck your dick. Well, that, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know about that, but they do have that attitude.
That's
Of it not being Trump. That's all they care about. Joe Biden. Oh, it's not Trump. It's like I said at the beginning of this. It's like Trump made everybody fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The country lost its minds. Like the one side lost their minds when they went all in with Trump and QAnon and all that crazy shit, and the other side lost their minds because they hated him so much. And look, I hated him a lot too, mm-hmm. like as much as anybody probably.
And what, where's Kamala Harris been? She broke so many barriers for so many people.
Nobody likes her.
No, she. You don't get it. She broke so many barriers for so many people. And then, you know, I'm going to take a picture in front of the screen with my daughter and Kamala Harris.
Well, look.
So that she knows you all that women are equal to men. And that when she grows up, that she can do it too.
I mean,
guess what, motherfuckers? I always thought women could do whatever the fuck we could do, except heavy labor and, you know, things like that. But
I know some women that are stronger than men. Some men, for sure.
Yeah, those men are.
I always judge people individually. I don't see color and I don't see gender.
All right. This coming from a white male racist from the sound I'm joking.
You know, Kamala's like... how do we know she's not running shit? Like, Joe clearly ain't all there. He came on stage the other day and he couldn't figure out what he was saying. He stuttered like four times.
I'm going to fight you, man.
You know, how do we know she's not secretly running everything? I mean, I'm more terrified of her being president. I'm hoping to God he holds on and doesn't die at this point.
I think he'll live it out. He'll be like dementia'd out his last year, but like, you know, and then what's... 2024.
How fucked up would that be for somebody to end up being president?
It's going
and
to
they
be
only got like 1 or 2% in the presidential primary, and they end up being president because he dies. That'd be fucked up. Biden, talk about stealing an election.
Yeah, Biden right now. If you want to, he's like the last season of True Detective. Trying to piece together stuff, but less heroic. And he's not good at piecing things together. You know what I mean? And then Kamala, she's just out of the public eye for whatever reason. Like,
because her poll numbers, like, people don't like her. Like, she cannot. I think the Democratic Party realizes at this point that they're kind of in a situation because Biden's poll numbers are now around Trump's poll numbers. He's mm-hmm. down to like 37-38% approval overall. And her approval ratings are even lower than that. I don't think that they're real confident that she could win a presidential election.
No. 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Biden versus Trump again?
No.
What do you think it's going
to
be?
Not Biden won't run again.
No.
Democrats will have to find somebody, which will put them in a very awkward position because he can't run again.
No.
And they can't really run Kamala, who would – that's the natural thing to do. Mm-hmm. If they do that, I think they're screwed from everything I've read. Unless something happens in the next 3 years that just endears her to the country. But otherwise, they're going to have to find a candidate because on the right side mm-hmm. – it's a more clear-cut picture.
Trump.
It's going to be if Trump is allowed back on regular social media,
yeah.
he's absolutely going to run again.
Yeah.
If he's not, he may sit back and just be the kingmaker, which I think is like pretty fitting for his personality to just sit down in Mar-a-Lago and like have people come see him and like bequeath them, like, I'll give you my support and blessings, blah, 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 like the fucking Pope or some shit. But like, you know, even without Trump, it's still more clear cut. Like, it's basically going to, you know, there's going to be a few people like DeSantis and Nikki Haley that are going to vie for it.
Do we think by 2024, the Forward Party will catch any steam or no? Will there be any more breakaway people that'll be like, I'm fucking done with it. I'm joining this
I don't
this
know.
Party.
It's not going to be a party like that. I don't think there's not going to be a third presidential party by 2024 unless somebody really decides to run with that. I mean, maybe Yang really decides to go for it in 2024 and he's kind of smokescreening everybody right now saying that that's not his intention.
Do you think a Yang and Tulsi could win or no?
I don't know, man. I've talked to some pretty heavy Democratic people fairly recently, and they are really turned off by Tulsi. So, like,
Now, is it the smear campaign from Hillary? That's
a large part of it. It's all the people that are adamantly, they think she's an Iranian shill and paid off for, you know, wants to war, you know, they're all huge Hillary supporters. And so, and they don't see anything wrong with Hillary. And I'm like, it's really hard to have that conversation because I'm not saying Tulsi says some things that I don't agree with for sure. And I do have some concern about Tulsi, but overall, you know, if I had to choose between her and Hillary, I certainly would choose her. There's a lot of baggage with Hillary, and it's like I told one of them, I said, look, there'll never be another Clinton elected president.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all can forget that. Like, it's just not going to happen.
My thing is, like, I'm just for any sort of change that's fresh. Give me some fresh ideas.
Well, you got to be careful. That's how we live with Trump. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. I want a good leader. We need, and even somebody that I think is an amazing leader like Jocko, like I would still have some reservations just because of the military aspect of it. If you could check that and not let that overrun everything and just be all about the military, I'd be all for it. But you need a good leader. I don't want The Rock. I don't want people who don't know what the fuck they're doing. You're an entertainer. Be an entertainer. Don't be a president.
I think if a reality star and a decrepit old man can be president, I think anyone can be president at this point, dude.
I'm trying to steer us out of I'm trying to project out of a shithole and into a better situation. I don't want to have any more people like that, man.
I want Mark Wahlberg and The Rock.
I like both of those guys, but I think they're both good businessmen. They both got great work ethic, but like, I think I don't know about, like, you got to know how to talk to people. You got to be able to negotiate. You got to be able to know how to handle. And I know that some of that training you get through being an actor, but also like, that's been part of the problem. We put fucking Ronald Reagan in and he schmoozed a bunch of people on camera and like put in a bunch of terrible policies behind, you know.
This is why I like The Rock and Mark Wahlberg. They wake up early, go to the gym, and they do all that shit, right?
Well, so does Jocko.
So does Jocko. They just tell people like, get in the gym, guys. Stay hard. You know what I mean? Like, well, Iron Paradise, guys. I have to meet with these.
Have the cabinet be like made up of The Rock and Mark Wahlberg and Jocko and David Goggins, Cam Hayes. Yeah.
Tell your mother I said hello. You know what I mean? It'd just be hilarious.
We're going to kick ass every day.
Yeah. Wake up, guys. Let's go.
We would kick ass every day if we had those kind of people.
Who's going to carry the boats, right?
Yeah.
But that would be a lot better right now than
honestly. You know. You really need, and this is the problem with cleaning the house. There's so much. The swamp was never drained for sure. Is you've got to have somebody who you don't have to be an expert on anything as president.
Yeah,
but you've got to be able to critically think and then make rational decisions, logical, scientifically based decisions.
Yeah.
You need to have great advisors around you, your cabinet, your staff. Like, those are the people that really, like, make shit happen up there.
Yeah.
And if those people are part of this swampy system,
no bueno.
It doesn't matter who's going to be sitting in the chair.
Yeah. Too bad me and you put ourselves out there too much, or we would run for
I never
people
do
know
that
too much
shit,
dirt
bro.
On us now.
I never do that shit, bro.
You know, I would never do
that
shit
either. I mean,
there
might be a day when, you know, people who are very open about their past life experiences are, you know, because it used to be like you had to be squeaky clean to be president.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I don't know if that's really true anymore. I mean, JFK kind of shattered every president after they've left office. You found out shit that was like, oh, yeah. And then Clinton kind of broke it when he was in office.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, so. Yeah, you know,
then,
so I don't know that
then
that's
Joe Biden smelling little kids' hairs.
I just don't know it's as big of an issue anymore.
If that passes, anything will pass.
I don't know if it's as big of an issue.
Oh, man. Well,
so let's.
This conversation did not make me feel better about anything, but it was good to talk it out.
Yeah. start plotting my the exodus out of LA, I guess, is the...
I've plotted mine.
Yeah, but you're going to ride it out for a while.
I'll ride it out for a while because, you know, I'm a G, but, you know.
But you're not really in the city of LA.
I work in the city of LA.
You do work in the city
of
LA.
Which I'm there every day. Yeah. You know, so. Well, guys.
That'd be interesting.
This has been another episode of the Evolved Idiots podcast.
Another episode.
Ending on a somber note, guys. But
well, you know, as you said, the strong survive.
Yeah.
You gotta encourage people to fucking stand up for, you know, what they believe in and be willing to have rational, reasonable conversations about things.
Yeah. And it's like, if any of our listeners are listening, just like, guys, do your own, Google it yourself, see for yourself,
yeah.
And then at least make your own choice from there. You can make your own choice and be like, this is legit. This is bullshit. At least you did the due diligence, yeah, though, and just didn't write us off in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't take everything. You know, when we talk about stuff, I don't want anybody to like take our word for it.
Yeah.
I want them to look into it.
Yeah.
I the disclaimer is in the title, idiots.
Yeah.
So like,
the more you know.
So like, I'm not saying I'm an expert or all knowing about any of this, but you know, just trying to kind of navigate the landmine world we live in, yep, trying to avoid those traps.
There's a lot of traps happening.
Trying to navigate our way through this, and just want everybody to be willing to have those conversations and be open-minded, and I can be kind to one another, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone's an asshole nowadays. Peace and love, guys.
Power to the people.